I'm going down south, I'm gonna have myself time.
Friendly faces everywhere, humble folks without temptation.
Going down south, I'm gonna leave my woes behind.
Ample parking day or night, people spouting, calling neighbor.
Heading on up south, I'm gonna see if I can't unwind. So come on down south, I can meet some friends of mine.
Yourself. Eskimo.
About to fall.
in your mind if you want to be.
Let me explain something to you. When opportunity knocks, you've got to walk through that door. You've got to seize the moment. And when someone gives you an offer that you can't refuse, no matter what, don't refuse it. Therefore, tonight, with mixed emotions, my announcement is that I am selling Monday Night Raw. But if someone would have said to me that tonight I'd be announcing this person as the new owner of Monday Night Raw, I would have told you then, there's no chance in hell.
I've done a lot of soul searching. Over the last several weeks, I've had conversations with my family, my friends, and my financial advisors. And at this stage of my career, there's no doubt that I have made the right decision to sell Monday Night Raw. Monday Night Raw will be independently owned and operated by a man with whom I have a history with. However, never allow your personal feelings getting in the way of a good business decision. I've been compensated in an overwhelming fashion, which for a man of my standards is saying something. So allow me without further ado to introduce you to the man via satellite. Joining us now, ladies and gentlemen, the new and no doubt proud owner of Monday Night Raw, Donald J. Trump.
Thanks, Vince. You finally put your ego aside and made a smart business move for a change. It's true. I, Donald Trump, am now the sole owner of Monday Night Raw. You know, Vince, you never really showed your appreciation for the Raw audience. Never once did I see that appreciation.
Well, that's not true.
I'm going to do stuff that's never been done before, never been seen before. People have been watching Raw for 17 years, and they deserve something special. You've made a lot of money off these people. It's about time you give back. Like our president says, give back.
No, wait a minute, Donald. I have been giving back, and I've been doing it for some time. And quite frankly, I don't think it's too much for us for the WWE Universe to give back to me. Giving back and...
Raw has produced more weekly episodes than any show in entertainment history, and the WWE Universe is the reason why.
Well,
it's time they got something back. A little appreciation for their loyalty for being a fan. My first act as owner is to do something unprecedented, unheard of, something you were too selfish and cheap to make happen, Vince. For the first time in its 17-year history, next week, Raw will be presented live on USA commercial-free.
Wait a minute. I know Donald has a sense of humor. You're really not serious about the commercial-free stuff. commercial free. I didn't sound like a Donald
right,
Trump.
That's right, Vince. It'll be commercial free. I'll repeat that for you, Vince. Commercial free. No commercials. The whole telecast. No commercials. That's because of Donald Trump. Who ever heard of something like
no
this?
No one's ever heard of anything like that, quite frankly. I certainly haven't, and I think you've lost your marbles. I mean, it's all about the money.
And guess what, Vince? I'm personally going to be at Raw next week to run things the way I want to see them run, meaning the right way. So look, a little word of advice. Don't get in my way. And oh, by the way, Vince, you look better bald. I had so much fun shaving
your
head.
That's enough of that. That's enough. Cut it off. Cut it off. Cut it off. Cut it off.
One last thing. If you bought my album and you came down here expecting me to do a lot of routines from the record and I didn't do them, maybe one or two, there's a reason for that. I think performers have to move on. You just can't do the same old material over and over and over. And it's kind of a cheat, I think, to rely on the same stuff. And if you don't agree with me, well, excuse me! You know, one of the greatest art exhibits ever to tour the United States. Is the treasures of Tutankhamun or King Tut?
Thought he'd see people stand in line to see the boy king. How'd you get so funky? Did you do the monkey?
Only in Arizona, move to Babylonia.
Now if I'd known they'd line up just to see him, I'd take all my money and bought me a museum. He's my favorite honky.
Born in Arizona, moved to Babylonia, King Tut.
Dancing by the night, the ladies love his style.
Boss Tut,
rocking for the mile.
Rocking Tut,
he ate a crocodile. For tourism. Golden idols. He's an Egyptian. They're selling you. Condo made of stoner.
Thank you. Good
Well, the crowd's underway. Boy, they're standing. They're excited. They're looking for Roddy Piper for the upcoming Piper's Pit, Ken.
The final appearance of Roddy Piper here at the Spectrum Piper's Pit live. And Roddy Piper's guest, Danny Davis. And that should prove to be very interesting.
Well, literally, the fans are standing at the Spectrum. people carrying kids. They're all standing. They're waiting for the arrival of Roddy Piper.
You people weren't always like this, were you now, huh? You guys and I have been fighting for a long time, but we've always had respect for each other, man. I was talking about Philadelphia to a few people, and they were telling me, I have a guest that's going to come out, Danny Davis. We'll give Danny that chair there. They were talking about the mayor and the mayor putting up this. They want to put steam, make trash out of steam here in your city, and a lot of you folks are against that, I understand. So I had a suggestion. I thought what you ought to do with all your trash is put it in a big bus and ship it to Montreal, because they can't play hockey either, man. Well, we have a fella, Danny Davis, that has been a referee in the WWE for a while. Without further ado, I'd like to bring him. First of all, is there any questions? This is my last time I'm giving you the route. Thank you. Save this for Adrian Adonis here. Is there any questions that you would like me to ask Danny Davis? Give me one. Anyone. Why is he such an idiot? Is that it? Ladies and gentlemen, the referee of the WWE that's creating all the crap, Danny Davis. Insult or anything. I asked these people before. That's okay, you can sit down. I prefer to stand. I asked these people if there's any questions there's any questions they would like me to ask you, being that this is my final appearance, and they said there was one that they've been wanting to ask, and please don't take offense, but they want you to know why you're such a jerk, man.
I don't have to stay on this podcast. I'll see you later.
You can't take a little criticism, take your diaper and go home, or get the hell in here and talk. Get in here.
One thing perfectly clear, Piper. I am no longer a referee.
What exactly do you call that, then? This is designed by my new manager, Jimmy Hart.
Just from watching, I don't think in my life, and I know about cheating, man, so I don't think in my life I've ever seen a worse referee in my entire life. I'm serious. I'm dead serious.
Tell you something. When I was a referee in the WWE, I was the best that there was.
They have a lot of good referees, and
that was the best. You can ask any referee you'd like their opinion of Danny Davis. I was fair and unbiased at all times.
You were fair and unbiased and all that. So that means when the WWE Tag Team Champion switched and you did that little funky thing you did, you figured that was fair.
What are you insinuating, Mr. Piper?
Oh, that you're a cheat thief and you're ugly on top of it, man.
I told you, and I'll say it again, you can ask any referee.
Hey, wait, don't leave. Stay there. Stay. Just stay. Good boy. Stay.
Woof, woof, woof.
Stay. You don't have to be afraid of nothing. This is my shot, man. You can say what you want to. This guy here says that he is as fair as any referee that's ever been. What do you think?
He really sucks. All right, Mr. Piper. All right, Mr. Piper. I've had just about enough of your surprises. Now, I have a little surprise for you. I have a guest that would like to appear here tonight, and I'd like to introduce him right now. Adorable Adrian Adonis. Come on out, Adrian. Come on out. There he is, Adrian Adonis. Adrian Adonis, Piper. Hey, attention to me, baby.
Oh!
I wonder what you look like in Hollywood without any hair, Piper. Ah, baby, you're gonna have no hair. Cut, cut, cut. A trim, close trim, like they do in the army.
There's just one thing, you can, since you want my job, there's just one thing I want to leave Philadelphia with.
Good thinking. What's that?
Well, Ken, I think it's all been said before our very eyes. There's a statement and an exclamation mark by Roddy Piper.
What is it they say, Dick? One picture is worth a thousand words.
There you go.
When you want to see the picture? Take a look.
Here
right
we go.
There. The boss is back.
And the fans ate it up, every second of it. Don't touch that dial, fans. We're going to be right back.
I'm not afraid. tonight.
You're asking yourself, didn't your dad ever teach you to
look before you leap?
Crystals, they're amazing, aren't they? They inherit the traits of the minerals around them. Kind of like a son inheriting the traits of his father. You took away 5 years of my life. I'm just returning the favor!
So long, Superman.
Take it easy. So-
Music, Mr. Finch.
That music.
Yes. His music.
We'll be right back.
Who's Edmond Dantes? And who's my father? And my mother? My brother? My friend? Who is you? And me? Who's all of us? And what it meant for this country. But I will never forget the man and what he meant to me.
All else are castles built in the air.